This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Reading from the Old Testament book of Joshua, chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. A long time afterward, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all of their surrounding enemies, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua summoned all of Israel, its elders and heads, its judges and officers, and said to them, "I am now old and well advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all of these nations for your sake, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you." The book of Joshua gives the account of Israel's conquest of the Promised Land. As God's people crossed the Jordan, many battles ensue. Cities and people were conquered, and the land is distributed to the tribes of Israel. In today's text, Joshua, nearing the end of his life and his time at the helm of Israel, addresses the leaders of the nation. The timing of the address is when the Lord had given rest to Israel from all of their surrounding enemies. Imagine, after generations of slavery, another 40 years of wandering with no place to call home, you now have a place, a land, rest. But don't miss Joshua's next statement. "You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all of these nations for your sake, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you." You have seen. They personally witnessed what God had done for them. Joshua explains further, "It is the Lord your God who has fought for you." There's no taking credit for the conquest. This is what God has done. He gets the credit. He gets the glory. Thanksgiving might be over a month away, but it's never too early to count your many blessings. What have you seen the Lord God do for you so far, even during this school year? What has He accomplished in your life, the life of your students or your children, and the life of your school or church? Give Him glory for His goodness, and let the remembrance of what He has done motivate you to keep following hard after Him.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.